Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, August 1st, 2025, and we have a lineup of nonprofit headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Hula, hugs, and hope. Fredericksburg teen honored with island-themed party. Sunshine, smiles, and aloha filled the showroom at Sheehy Toyota of Fredericksburg as 15-year-old Bella was honored with a tropical-themed send-off party before her make-a-wish trip to Hawaii. The event, hosted by Sheehy Toyota of Fredericksburg and Sheehy Toyota of Stafford in partnership with Make-A-Wish Greater Virginia, brought together over 120 guests to celebrate Bella's upcoming journey. The dealership was transformed into a Hawaiian paradise with leis, music, and refreshments, showcasing the community's support for Bella. Representatives from Make-A-Wish Greater Virginia highlighted the impact of wishes like Bella's, bringing joy to children and their families. Sheehy Auto Store's commitment to giving back was evident in this heartfelt event, showcasing the power of community connection and service. Bella departed for Hawaii the next day, ready for a dream vacation filled with sunshine, adventure, and lasting memories. Community Foundation of the Virgin Islands opens grant applications to fund environmental studies across the insular Caribbean. The Community Foundation of the Virgin Islands, CFVI, has opened applications for the 2025 Judith A. Towle Environmental Studies Fund, offering $12,000 to support initiatives addressing environmental concerns in the insular Caribbean. CFVI President D. Bacher Brown stated that the fund empowers leaders to tackle pressing challenges with smart, scalable solutions benefiting multiple communities. Grants are available to residents, nonprofits, and graduate students focusing on the Caribbean region. Projects must demonstrate innovative, collaborative solutions to issues like biodiversity loss and climate change. Applications are due by September 15, 2025, with selected grantees notified in October. For more information on how to apply, visit the Judith A. Towle Environmental Studies Fund website or contact Beth Nuttle, Director of Grants and Programs at CFVI.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.